Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. And we want to talk today about grace and peace being multiplied to you. Now, in 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 and 3, it says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and by virtue." You know, if God would appear to you tonight and say, "You know what, I'll give you anything you want," like He did Solomon. He come to Solomon, He said, "Solomon, what do you want?" But if you notice, Solomon done something before God did that. Solomon sowed 1,000 burnt offerings. And then the Lord appeared to him and come to him in a dream and said, "Look, brother, we want to, what do you want?" And he said, I don't want fame, I don't want fortune, I want the wisdom to be able to rule your people the way that you would. I want to have the wisdom." And because of that, we know what happened. God gave him a deeper revelation of anything than anybody ever had. He was the richest man that ever existed before Jesus came. He was the wealthiest man, had more wisdom than anybody had. So we see that something began to happen. The Bible says that when we gain and we receive revelation in the knowledge of Jesus, it will cause grace and peace to be multiplied in your life. Now, it will cause you to receive all things that pertain to life and godliness. As you begin to get revelation of who Jesus is, then it's going to transform and change your life into a place you've never been before. Because, you know, if you think about it, what is grace? It's the unmerited, unearned, undeserved favor of God shown to you and to me. There's nothing we can do to earn God's grace, but the more we learn of the beauty and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, the more we see His perfect work on the cross, and the more we position ourselves to receive multiplication of God's grace in our life. So as we begin to spend time with the Lord, our lives are being transformed. What's beginning to happen? You know, the verse also says that peace too is multiplied to us through the knowledge of Jesus our Lord. So the peace of God sets our hearts free from fear, from stress, from worry, from anxieties, from cares. Wouldn't you want to have the peace of God presiding over your heart always? You know, the last 18 months, there's been a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, a lot of worry, a lot of crisis. People been uptight, situations, circumstances. You meet people on the road and they're angry and they're uptight and they tell you that you're number one if something happens on the road. They blow their horn. They're in a line. Everybody's uptight and straining because they don't have the peace that passes all understanding. But God said if we'll learn more about Him, we'll have peace that passes all understanding. He said if grace and peace will be multiplied to you as you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as you begin to get knowledge of God and knowledge of the Holy Spirit, knowledge of Jesus, you're going to increase in peace. You know, wouldn't it be wonderful tonight? The Bible said, "Let the peace of God rule over your minds. Let the peace of God rule in your life and keep you in a place of calm. Keep you in a place with no anxiety, no fear, no worry." You know, if you were really, really trusting the Lord, and I'm not here to bring condemnation to anybody, but if you were really trusting in Him, you would know things are going to be okay. You know, God's divine power has given to us all things that pertain not just to godliness, but to life as well. How many of you know that, you know, wouldn't you say that health and money and a good job and a nice home for your family, that pertains to life? See, God wants you to have those things. He wants you to have that nice house. He wants you to have that car. He wants you to have that together family. He wants your family praying together, spending time together. He wants you to walk in love unconditionally. He wants you to have good children. He wants your children to have good children. You know, it's remarkable when we begin to walk into a place that the revelation of Jesus begins to come alive and we begin to understand that all these things that we think are worldly, the things that we think are materialistic, God really wants you to have these things. Well, all these things and everything else that God has already given is released to you through the knowledge of Jesus our Lord. So let's just say to God every day, "Father, give me wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus." What if we begin to pray, "Lord, you know, the more we see Jesus and His perfect work on the cross, the more we position ourselves to receive a multiplication of God's grace in our lives." So every day we need to get up and say, "Lord, For to know Jesus is to have grace and peace multiplied to us. And to know Jesus is to receive all the things that pertain to life and godliness. Now, Father, give me wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. See, that's a wonderful prayer. You don't have to pray anything other than that. You know, in Ephesians, Paul was praying, and it's amazing. He was praying this prayer hundreds of years before now, but he was praying for you and me that we would recognize what's on the inside of us. He said, Lord, let them be enlightened that they may know the knowledge and the truth that's on the inside of them. If we could ever discover really what we are in Christ and who we are in Christ, not just a new creation, but that we're a new person and all things that pertain to life and godliness has been freely given to us to receive, we would just walk in a different level of anointing. We'd walk in a different level of favor. We'd walk in a different level of grace. And grace and peace would be multiplied to us over and over and over. And that is the beauty of grace.